Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is... what day is it?
Is it Friday?
It is Friday, and you know that voice. That belongs to Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Each and every Friday, we list out her top picks of stuff to do in the Des Moines metro. And I suspect that you've got one or two things.
Maybe one or two.
All right. What do we got?
All right. Well, the first one sounds a little bit creepy, but, you know, it's that time
that
of
season.
Year. Yes. Dracula Evermore, Diaries of the Undead at the Chamberlain Mansion on Grand Avenue. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is one that you might not have heard of yet. It's great for a date night, friends, family. Bring everybody out tonight, 7:15 to 10 p.m. tonight. It is an original theatrical adaptation of the authentic Bram Stoker novel, Dracula Evermore, tonight.
Tonight at the Chamberlain Mansion.
Chamberlain Mansion.
Where is that at?
It is at 3520 Grand Avenue in Des Moines.
I know exactly where it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
That's right. And it says back by popular demand, so they are back this
by
year.
By popular demand.
By popular demand, so it must be good, right?
We've got all kinds of vampires hanging out. Chamberlain Mansion tonight at 7:30. Do they have to pre-advance tickets?
It says go to universe.com for pricing on
Universe.
That. Universe.com, that's right. Check out tickets for Dracula Evermore. There's a VIP option. So I wonder, like, does that get you like a bite in the neck or something? The VIP option.
Vine. I never drink wine.
Very good. Yes, that was very, very nice.
Thank you.
All right. For more of a kid-friendly one, the Family Halloween at Living History Farms is also going on this weekend. That's always a fun time. Take a hayrack ride. There's storytellers, pumpkin bowling, all sorts of stuff at Living History Farms
going
on.
Pumpkin bowling.
Pumpkin bowling, yes. Scarecrow and jack-o'-lantern displays galore throughout Living History Farms. That's all weekend long. Bring the kids out. Always a fun event every single year at Living History Farms.
There you go. All right. We will go to Living History Farms and get your living history on with bowling with pumpkins. That's interesting.
Yeah, bowl.
With pumpkins, yeah.
Wow. There's also the 14th annual Hollywood Halloween going on tonight.
Huh?
Yeah. That is, what is that one? Oh, that's a fundraiser for the Playhouse, the Hollywood Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be the Des Moines Playhouse.
The Des Moines Playhouse,
on
that's correct,
Street.
On 42nd Street.
Yes.
Yep, that's tonight. If you haven't got tickets yet, call the Playhouse up, see if there's still room, and go to Hollywood Halloween. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, dress up as Dick Tracy or something.
That's right. That's an adult party.
Ooh.
Sounds fun. 7 to 11. I
just, when you said adult party, I thought Elvira. I don't
Did
know
you?
Why. Yeah,
well,
I
yeah.
just, that just popped into my head.
Mm-hmm. I could do that. I've got the hair.
Yeah, you got that going.
All right.
One of those black little things.
Black little things,
yes.
Yeah. Size not too small. Also talking about the Des Moines Playhouse.
Sorry.
West Side Story. West Side Story is
West
going
Side
on
Story.
Right now. Yes.
So that's still going on.
That is still going on, yes, until October 30th. So you've got
plenty of time
to catch West Side Story, perhaps this weekend.
That's through next Sunday.
Through next Sunday, that's right.
Where does this month go?
Isn't that crazy? We're talking Thanksgiving coming up soon. Crazy.
Birds.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good one. It's the 11th annual Reggie's Sleepout.
Oh, I know what this is.
You do,
this is
yes.
at Drake, isn't it?
It sure is. Drake
yes.
Stadium. Mm-hmm. Yep. So this one is starting tonight. Oh, tomorrow, actually. 3
Saturday
p.m.
Night.
Tomorrow, Saturday. Participants are encouraged to raise funds for Iowa Homeless Youth Centers. And it's a sleepout. You sleep outside in October in Drake Stadium to raise money for homeless youth shelters. And tons of people do this, and they go all out, and you build your tents. And it's just a spectacular display of what people can build out of cardboard or whatever else they come up with to sleep in. It's all for a good cause. So if you don't want to participate, you can donate, or you can just go out and walk around and see what everybody's done and support.
Reggie's Sleepover.
Reggie's Sleepout, that's right.
Nice.
Here's one that might interest you.
Me?
The Great Iowa Pet Expo.
Oh, I am going on Sunday. I know I am.
I figured you would. This one is out at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in the Varied Industries building. This is tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow 10 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 4. $6 for adults. Oh, $5 for seniors, Michael. You're all set.
I'm in.
You're in.
What about seniors? Like really old like I am.
I think they're still $5. Yeah. Ages 6 to 12, $3 and 5 and under are free. So bring the kids to see pets at the Great Iowa Pet Expo.
So they want my chronological age, not my mental age. Is that correct?
I would say. Mm-hmm. Hey, you better take advantage of it. It's a good thing.
One.
Sure.
Under 12.
Sure.
All right, Pet Expo, Saturday and Sunday, Iowa State Fairgrounds.
I think you're at least 13 in your head, Michael.
Yeah, could be, yeah. A little puberty going on.
That's right.
Elvira. Oh, never mind.
Oh, my. Haunted Halloween 5K. If you want to get a little bit of exercise and still celebrate Halloween at the same time, you can go to Walker Johnston Park tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and run, walk, or parade in a costume in this fun family-friendly 5K.
That is in Urbandale, I believe.
Urbandale, yes. Only $30 gets you admission and a t-shirt to the Haunted Hollow 5K at Walker Johnston Park.
There you go.
Fun stuff. Don't forget, after you do Living History Farms, do Night Eyes at the Blank Park Zoo. We talked about this last week, but it is still going on through next week. This week and next week will be your last chances to trick-or-treat through Night Eyes at the Blank Park Zoo.
And that is another fundraising opportunity for you,
mm-hmm.
because the proceeds go to...
to the Blank Park Zoo, absolutely.
Right.
Fun stuff. Fun times. Some of these things, like, you just have to do. If you have kids, it's just kind of like a rite of passage. You have to take your kids to these events and say that you did them with your kids every year just to do them.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow?
What's that?
My granddaughter is in Taekwondo.
Oh.
We call her Taekwondo Tay.
Very nice.
Yeah, so she's a graduate. She's getting a belt tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. I bet she's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then she might like the Superhero Princess 5K and Kids Fun Run.
This is
also going on Sunday. This one is on Sunday, the 22nd. No, wait, today's the 21st, so this would be, what's the 22nd?
Tomorrow would be the 22nd,
Saturday. So don't go on Sunday. Go on Saturday, because they won't be running on Sunday. They will have already did it on Saturday. So go to the HubSpot tomorrow, Saturday, October 22nd, for the Superhero Princess 5K and Kids Fun Run. $25 for adults, $10 for kids. You can register the day of the event at 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. They're going to be superheroes and princesses along the route to help cheer you on to raise money for Blank Children's Hospital.
Very nice.
Yeah, fun stuff. Superhero Princess 5K tomorrow, October 22nd.
Yeah, tomorrow on
That's
Saturday.
That's right. Fun stuff. Clive Restaurant Week, we're hitting the end of the week. Yes.
Yeah. I really wanted to get somebody from there to come in and talk about that, but I couldn't find anybody.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, yeah, it is Clive Restaurant Week.
Yes, through the 23rd.
Right.
So you've got a few more days to get out and try some restaurants. Have
you
gotten to any restaurants this week? Yes,
I was at Brew 66.
Wonderful. Check out all of the Clive restaurants that are participating in Restaurant Week. Fun stuff. The Pumpkin Walk at Historic Valley Junction. This is another one that's one of those family-friendly, have-to-do-every-year events. This one is the 23rd, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., the Pumpkin Walk. You just head down to Valley Junction. They give away pumpkins. You come in your costumes. They have trick-or-treating at every store throughout Valley Junction. Always a fun event.
Fabulous.
Yes, 2 to 4 on Sunday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, there's another one, the Scare Us Hill Children's Event at Terrace Hill. This is another one on Sunday from 1 to 3, so you can hit Valley Junction and Terrace Hill on Sunday. They're going to have ghouls, goblins, and guests from all over the state coming to trick-or-treat at the Governor's stately yet spooky manor. Mm-hmm, trick-or-treat at the Governor's Manor.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Michael's excited about that one.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. The Great Pumpkin Celebration free Halloween event at Bass Pro Shops going on this weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
Go kill you something.
Yeah, that's right. Go up there. The Great Pumpkin returns with free photos, crafts, costume parades, trick-or-treating, and more at Bass Pro Shops.
Bass Pro Shop. That's
this
in
weekend.
Altoona?
And Altoona. That's right. Fun stuff. The Valley West Mall. This one is for next week. We've got a couple for next week. The October Family Night at the Valley West Mall will be a trick-or-treating night.
Again?
So, again, yeah. Valley West Mall, October 25th. So, this one is next week, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the 25th. Go trick-or-treat at the Valley West Mall.
That's a great idea. You know, it's inside.
It's inside.
Go to store to store.
That's right.
See all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. I like that. Valley West Mall, trick-or-treating on the 25th.
That's right. Also on Tuesday of next week, Jazz on the House at Noche. We haven't mentioned this one in a couple weeks.
That is such a fun thing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's great if you haven't been there, if you're not sure what to expect. This one is free. Just show up on Tuesday.
Charge.
No cover charge. Free live jazz music from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Tuesday. Don't have to RSVP. You just show up.
Just go.
No cover. Fun stuff.
And now they're doing food there, too, I understand.
Are they doing food?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yep. So all kinds. Okay.
Yeah. So go listen to some jazz.
Noche, Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. And then here's one for Wednesday. Brewing Up Business at Twisted Vine. This one might be one Laura might hear about, but Twisted Vine Brewery on Westtown Parkway on Wednesday is having an event that is a networking event, Brewing Up Business. Come out and network with other business professionals and give back to charity at the same time. Miracle Ear is the sponsored charity for the event. You can donate to the charity, come out and network. Have some beer. Why not? Yeah, Wednesday.
Works for me.
Networking / charity event on Wednesday at Twisted Vine Brewery, which I haven't actually been out to yet.
I had not heard about it.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. I think you see it when you're, driving right off of the highway or right off of 235.
Yeah.
It's right there, right off of 235.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Twisted Vine. Anyway.
I have tons of stuff.
Do we have more time?
Yeah,
I've got more stuff.
Wow.
Mickey's Waukee pumpkin carving event. If you've ever wanted to go to the bar and carve a pumpkin, this is your chance, October 27th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., a free event. Bring your family in. Bring your whole family, and you get a free pumpkin to carve at Mickey's Waukee. From 6 to 9, come over, have drinks, dinner, and carve a pumpkin. That's on Thursday night.
All right.
Yeah. Also on Thursday, the Taste of Ankeny. They're going to have take a ride up to Ankeny. It says experience Ankeny from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. At the FA Enrichment Center in Ankeny.
That's on the DMAC campus up there in Ankeny.
That's right. $15 a person, $20 at the door. Gets you tastes of all the restaurants in Ankeny.
Nice.
Fun stuff. Yeah.
And we got stuff way into next
way
week.
Stuff, yeah, all the way through Thursday. And then Thursday, trick-or-treat night at Homemakers. Also another indoor trick-or-treat night. Go do some furniture shopping while the kids trick-or-treat throughout the store. That's another free event from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Homemakers.
Thursday. Oh, wow.
That wraps it up.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Wow, we had lots of stuff going on all weekend long, well into next week. That, of course, is Elvira, and she will be back next week.
In uniform next time.
Yeah. Well, it's getting close to the holiday.
That's right.
A little ghoulish, as we are. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate
it. No problem.
All right. We got to clear on out of here because the weekend is upon us, and that means, we just got to go celebrate and follow Cheryl around to all of her exciting places that she's going to go to for the next 7 days or so. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks for spending the week with us. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday afternoon. Tyler Hackenmiller is at the controls. He is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio stations, and the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodland. All right. For Cheryl and all the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.